Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. It's about damn time, Jared Damn, back in the building once again. And yo, we're back this week for another solo episode. And if it looks like I just woke up, it looks like you watch this on YouTube, or if you listen to me, you feel like, oh, Jared, you didn't warm up the voice before you start recording? Nah, it's a struggle this morning. Just woke up probably about an hour ago. Still trying to clear my throat a little bit, sorry. I at the time of this recording, I am basically going to record this episode, hop in a car, and drive 8 hours to Shreveport, Louisiana. Shout out to Shreveport, see my people and everything. So hopefully by the time this is actually out, I'll be on my way back from Shreveport. So the power of recording and podcasting. But the reason why I got up so early to record this podcast is because I made a promise. I made a promise to myself. And that's what we're talking about this week. This week is about the time that we talk about promises. Not promises that you make to other people that you may or may not keep side eye. But we're talking about promises that you make to yourself. Now, I had a little bit of information with this episode in a couple different ways. A couple of weeks ago, I was on Instagram and I was looking at, you always get these Kobe motivational videos, and anybody that knows me knows that I'm a Laker fan. So, for life. So of course I'm a Kobe fan. And one of the videos was like, how he didn't negotiate with himself. Like if he said that he was going to train this summer, and this is how he's going to train this summer, and this is how often he was going to train, then he did it. He didn't negotiate. Even when he wanted to pull back, he said, nope, you signed that contract with yourself. And I've heard that video before. I've seen that video before. And you know, it's inspiring at the time because you're like, yeah. But then, maybe I didn't so much put it into action. Something about the last couple of weeks, though, kind of been looking a lot at it, especially when I started thinking about some of the things that I kind of want to do far as professional-wise and health-wise. So I was like, all right, this could be a good episode. So jotted it down, put the link down. All right. Excuse me. Now, coming behind the scenes, so to speak, I was like, yeah, I need an episode for next week. So I started kind of brainstorming like last night. I put that on there. I'm like, yeah, either I get to it tomorrow, or maybe when I get back next week, I'll record quick. Yeah, no problem. Then I need to go to bed because I got to drive 8 hours. I couldn't fall asleep. I was up because I'm usually up the day before trips because I'm thinking about all the stuff I need to do, and I got to do trash out beforehand. I got to make sure that I pack this. The mind is racing. So I tried the way I've been trying to promote, like frequencies and trying to do deep breaths, but my mind was just so cluttered. So I ended up getting on TikTok. I know. I ended up getting on TikTok. The blue light getting in your face. It's not gonna help you, Jared. I know. But when I was on TikTok, I ran across this creator, and her name is Chelsea. And again, I'm gonna include the video that I saw with Kobe and the video that I saw with Chelsea. I want to make sure that I give those creators and individuals their props. But Chelsea spoke to me, and she was like, "You have trust issues with yourself," and then you make promises with yourself and go back on them. And she had a very compelling video. So I won't take away by recapping the video. I'm putting the link right there. So take a look at it. It's very powerful. of what she said, but two things stuck out that I did want to address and talk about. One of those were she asked you in the video, are you a safe space for yourself? Do you trust yourself? I've definitely hit me when I saw that. I was like, "Oh, I'll have to do this," because I don't trust myself. I mean, I know for a fact that I don't trust myself, because anything new that I want to do, I add into the fact that I'm going to fail in it. Like I literally add it to the fact. When I'm trying to sit there and lose weight or commit to doing exercises 3 times a week or commit to a new morning routine, I add the fact in that I'm gonna start off strong and then I'm gonna quit. Like I add that. Like I do not trust myself to complete tasks. It's gotten to a point now where I will sit there and talk to my ChatGPT, I'll be like, damn, I want to start doing this new thing on YouTube or this new vlog series or everything like that. But I know me. I normally quit. Or, you know, like I'm having this conversation in the prompts. Like that's wild to say, like that you don't trust yourself enough to make a commitment to yourself. But meanwhile, we are out here fighting for our lives, not leaning on people because we say we got trust issues because people let us down. The letting down starts with you. And it goes to that second point that Chelsea made. We complain all the time about other people and their promises. The relationships that we have with other people is a reflection of the relationship that we have with ourselves. Shit. You know, like shit. I think about the relationships that I have with people that ignore boundaries, that lean on me incessantly, that refuse to do self-care. That's me. So how could I expect people to change and people to show up in a different way because it's toxic to me and it makes me fall into old habits. It makes me fall into that people pleasing type mentality. I'm not taking advantage of the time. I'm not having time management, effectiveness. I'm not goal setting correctly because I'm not hitting my goals because I'm sitting there, helping everybody else except for myself. It's a reflection on me. I am not making promises to myself. And I don't know if it was the combination of Kobe or in Chelsea right then, but it was like, I'm fucking up. I'm like everyone else, expecting the world, expecting everybody to do the things. This is what I need done for me. I need this, and this. And this is the same conversation I have almost every episode. But are you doing that for you? You can keep promises to yourself. You don't. I don't keep promises to myself. You don't keep promises to, we don't keep promises to ourselves. I said that I want to be a full-time podcaster. And that's been wrestling in my mind for a while. And sure, I do the work. And even in previous episodes, I said, I do the work, but I was doing more of the thinking about and the worrying of the work than the actual work. So I'm trying to make that shift. Make that promise to myself to go forward, to be the very best, to put my best foot forward to do this. And the first thing out the gate, the first thing I was getting ready to do was not keep the promise to myself just to record this episode before I left. Did I have excuses? Yeah, I didn't sleep. I only had a couple hours of sleep. Did I have excuses? Yeah, right now as I'm recording this, it's Monday morning traffic, and I'm going to be sitting in traffic in Atlanta. It's going to bother me. It's going to take another hour or so out of my commute to get to Louisiana. So you promised yourself that you were going to record this episode. Regardless of the excuses, regardless of the lack of sleep, regardless of that you were hungry, regardless of that your voice sounds gravelly and you got red eyes and you're hungry, doesn't matter. I made a promise that I was going to start posting more on TikTok. Now, the crazy thing is, as much as I sit there and talk so much about myself here in this platform, I fucking hate recording videos. But I'm like, I need to grow my audience. So I said, I signed the contract. I don't negotiate with myself. I said I was going to at least post at least a video a day. And yesterday, I posted a video. Stitch one of my friends, post the video, didn't like it, and deleted it. Now, shout out to having friends that are accountability partners, because Tamara saw the notification. She said, I got a notification from you but the video's unavailable. And she gave me a little meme of somebody just looking for the video. I said, yeah, I didn't like it. So I deleted it. Got yelled at promptly. And I should have. Because she's holding me accountable for me to keep promises to myself. I had to restore the video. The promises that you're going to make, you're not going to look great doing them at first. It's not going to be smooth. You want to sit there and work out 3 times a week. That first workout is going to like fucking destroy you. It's going to kick your ass. Stay in it. You say you want to drink water, more water. But then the first excuse you have when you have your first 2 bottles of water within 3 hours of waking up is, ooh, I'm going to have to pee all day. I ain't got time for that. So what? It's not going to look pretty. That's with self-care. That's with exercise and losing weight. That's with starting a business. That's with content creation. I am awkward with the TikTok videos right now because I'm thinking about it. It's not natural for me. I don't flow like I flow when I'm having a conversation with somebody. It'll get better when you keep doing it. But we can't quit and not make promises, not keep the promises to ourselves because the process looks ugly. I heard about people in their lock journey, and that first steps in the lock, when they locking their hair, is they say it don't look cute. I mean, I don't know. I'm never gonna lock my hair, but that's not because I made a promise and I'm breaking it. It's just because I want to do it. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. But you can't not break promises with yourself. Make the contract. It's non-negotiable. Create those trusts. Break those trust issues that you have with yourself. You have a trust issue. You have a trust issue. And I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna leave it here. You think about your life and how you feel like you have to do everything on your own, and how sometimes you may have only one or two people that you feel like you can lean on, and then sometimes you don't want to lean on them because they don't always show up for you. And it makes you angry, and it makes you sad, it makes you vulnerable, it makes you feel like you're isolated. I want you to think about that feeling. I want you to look at yourself and start thinking about the promises that you made with yourself. I'm gonna lose this weight. I'm gonna start this business. I'm gonna drink more water. I'm gonna start journaling. I'm gonna start doing some self-care. I'm gonna go for walks in the afternoon. I'm gonna call my mama on Sunday. Do you do them? Do you trust yourself? Because I fucking don't. I don't fucking trust myself. But that changes today. And my damn challenge for you this week is to evaluate if you actually trust yourself. The damn challenge for you this week is to make one promise to yourself this week. One promise to yourself this week and keep it. Just one. It could be, I'm gonna wake up at 8:00 every morning this week, just so you feel a little bit more productive. It could be, I'm going to go for a 20-minute walk every day this week. Make one promise with yourself and keep it. It's about damn time that we stop breaking promises with ourselves. And we all sing the song. 'Cause I never make a promise that I can't keep. That ain't me. That's all I got for you this week. I made the promise. I recorded the episode. I'm gonna get on the road. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for being here. Thank y'all because you're listening here makes me hold myself accountable to keep putting out content. To do what I say I'm going to do. I love you for it. So until next time, I will see you next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.